Hey guys, welcome back. It's the Captain's Log, and my guest today is Ismo, the world's most famous Finnish comedian.
Oh yeah, hi.
Yeah, and Finnish is like, what happened to my voice? It's already finished. So Finnish is like something that I've never said before. I've never said, oh, what do I say?
Well, you can say Finnish. Finnish or Afin. Or from Finland. So yeah.
You're the first person that I've hung out with from Finland.
Yeah, well,
it's exciting
to be the first.
Yeah. So there's 5 million people that live in Finland, you told me?
Yep.
Yeah. And how, on the famous scale, how famous are you? The top five?
Well, it's hard to say. Like, there's lots of like sports stars and everybody. Like, yeah. In Finland, it's pretty.
You're a superstar.
Well, yeah, I guess
you're like an A-lister in Finland.
I would guess.
And you're
that.
Working your way up in the United States now.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a video that's almost 70 million on from Conan O'Brien. That was amazing. What was that like? Life changing the first time you woke up and saw that it hit like 20 million.
Yeah. It's been. I was like, what do I do? Like when. Like a year ago when I did Conan, it started they posted and the views started to go up. I was like, okay, it's now 20 million, now it's 25. Like, what do I do?
When did your phone start ringing? Like when people started like saying they wanted to book you or they wanted to have an interview, or when did that happen?
Yeah, right away. Like, yeah, it really changed a lot. So
really?
Yeah. I did touring in the US before that, but then it really, really, really took off after that. So.
And in Finland, you had already had videos out, or?
Yeah, like, yeah, in Finland, I've been doing comedy for like 16, 17 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I've done lots of TV and of course lots of YouTube videos and whatever and things. Yeah, and lots of tours.
Who booked the gig on Conan?
Well, the guy who books Conan.
No, but you made like, the phone call originally?
I have a manager here and so... Yeah. Yeah, but I did Just for Laughs Festival 2017.
Oh, okay.
And that
I missed that one. That's why I didn't see you then.
Oh yeah. So yeah, I think that was the link that, like, I did
of
really
course.
Well there, and then the booker for Conan heard about that, and then it started from there.
That's what happened. So when you got to the U.S., you were performing at you said the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that's where I started in L.A. Like, yeah.
And how did they get you on stage first?
Well, actually, they had a competition. 2014, they had a competition called the Funniest Person in the World. So
okay.
That's a good name for a contest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there were lots of comics from different countries. And I had never done a gig in America before that.
So you flew in for the competition?
Yeah. And I
How
won,
did you find out about it?
Well, they searched for comedians all
okay.
around the world.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, we're going to have this contest. So they searched and they looked for, like, every country. And they found me. And I first you participated like with an online video and stuff, but then when you got to the finals, then okay, then they just like, hey, you have to fly to LA now. And I was like, oh, okay, I had to cancel some shows in Finland and move them around. And okay.
They didn't pay you to fly in.
Well, I think they paid like, yeah, they gave like a
okay.
travel buyout okay. or something. So,
because
yeah.
they were selling tickets to the show probably, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. So, but yeah, so, but that really, I did my first ever gig in America. In the contest, and I won it, and then I like less than a year later I moved here. So
wow,
yeah,
that's so
really
exciting. And you brought your wife.
Yeah.
So how did she decide that it was going to be okay that you guys are going to move, because she saw that your career was going to be the one that was going to take you here?
Well, yeah, like she was like all for it, so that she's been super supportive, so
yeah.
all the time. And like it was even like we didn't even decide, it was kind of obvious when they was like, okay, we're gonna move to America now, and like then it was just like, how do we arrange everything? So there was no debate, like
right.
we weren't even thinking like, well, because it was like kind of this, you're gonna regret this for the rest of your life if you don't do it.
Correct.
So
correct.
It was kind of obvious to do it.
And what's the weather like in Finland? I don't even know.
It's
cold, so, right?
It's really north. So yeah, Finland.
It's cold.
Is like,
it's cold as hell.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, like it's really nice in the summer, but like the winter is long and cold and dark. So yeah.
And you get a lot of rain, or is it all snow?
Well, yeah, rain in the fall, but then December to like April, it's pretty snowy.
Is there a good skiing?
Yeah,
Are you a good skier?
I would say, like, I used to do it a lot, and I used to snowboard a lot, yeah. But that was years ago.
Now, you have the look, the whole look with the hair, and you look like a snowboarder. So that's a good style.
Well, yeah, I have to start surfing now, because I'm in LA.
You had to surf, bro.
I've only surfed once.
You gotta hang 10, right? Yeah, hang loose.
Oh, yeah. I promise I will start it soon, but yeah, I've been putting it off.
You probably don't tan very well. You do tan a little bit, it looks like.
I guess.
Yeah, your skin is not super light. It looks like you got a little surf style tan.
Oh, yeah.
That's sexy.
Yeah, no, I'm here in Florida, so I'm definitely going to at least go to the beach. I don't think I'm going to surf. Maybe.
They said your video about the ass is the toughest word in English is hilarious. Which is, it is hilarious. Yeah.
Thanks.
But I understand you have one about shit now.
Yeah.
And that's better, you think?
Well, yeah, that shit thing, that's, yeah, it's like a newer bit, and I really love it, and it's there's I put some of it online, but it's like 10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minutes of shit. So
yeah. That's a lot of shit.
Yeah, it's
a whole lot.
Shit loads of shit.
A ton of it.
Yeah.
A crap pile.
Yeah.
Give me a couple words, ways to use the word ass, and let me see if I can come up with a couple. Let's play. See how many we can come up with in a row.
Okay. Well, hard ass.
Dumb ass.
Smart ass.
Oh, God. I am terrible. You got me on the ass. No, come on. I got to be better than that.
Ass ton.
Jackass. Jackass. Does that work?
Yeah, jackass. That's great.
Jack who's an ass.
Yeah. Half-assed.
Oh, yeah. And you could say move your ass. That's one of yours.
Yeah, move your ass. Or my ass.
Ah. Yeah, like a half-ass.
Well, yeah, half-ass is like, half-ass is like not concentrating.
Right.
It's just half-assed. But my ass is no.
Yeah, like, yeah, just like, no way.
Yeah, my ass.
Yeah, that's... Right? Like, you say, your car is fast, my ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So there's nothing in Finnish that it's similar?
Well, there's weird words we have, and I did this joke about the Finnish word that means, like, everything, but it's very different than... Like,
and
yes,
what's that word?
It's like two words. It's nonin, and that means like everything. But it's different. Like, you don't use it as like ass. You add it to stuff like ass. But it's just by itself. It can mean like let's go or look what you have done or I can't wait to be or like it can mean anything. So, but it's a weird word. It's completely untranslatable.
So then nobody, do they use it as a joke in the same context or no?
Well, I made a joke about it, but like. So, yeah, but people, then after that, people are like, okay, we use that word a lot. Like people,
but while we're talking, let's get everyone to tell us where you guys are tuning in from. If you're in Finland, let us know. Do they have Facebook in Finland?
Of course.
They do, right?
Yeah.
So wherever you guys are, we're in Naples, Florida right now, and we're heading to 103.9. We're Big Mom and the Wild Bunch in 96K Rock. We just left 105.5 The Beat, and you have six huge shows at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Yep.
This week, which is amazing.
Yep.
And when I first discovered you, I think it was the Conan clip, but that's when I was like, all right, I want to get this dude. And then it just like started going crazy. Like the clip is 70 million in counting. Like that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's shocking to me. So is there another clip out there? The shit clip is pretty popular too, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I put out the shit clip like last year and that's only a part of the shit bit. So when I do it live, it's way longer and I have to find some more words to do that.
Yeah, you got to do something like balls.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know, like my balls deep.
Well, actually, I have a joke about balls. But it's, but that's different. It's not like, kind of like...
Yeah, you can't use as many.
Yeah.
I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But that was amazing.
Yeah. But that is actually weird that, like, having balls is the metaphor for being,
being
courage,
tough.
Like,
yeah,
brave.
You got big balls.
Yeah. And it's kind of unfair.
He's got no nuts.
Yeah. But it's so unfair saying for, like, women. So it's like,
right. Yeah. What are they going to do?
Yeah. It's like that was invented by men. So right. I think we should change that.
I agree. I think they should have some balls. They should get a pair.
Well, like, or we should just change the idiom. It's kind of really, like...
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, who wants to go see the show this weekend? I'll give away 2 tickets tonight and 2 tickets tomorrow to the next 2 people that say... that live within 30-40 miles, probably, because you might not go any further than that. I mean, he is funny, but you're probably not going to drive more than 50. They're going to drive more than 50 miles to see you?
51, your joke, I say. 51.
Your jokes are fun, are about 51-mile funny.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, you just, you know, you're going to be in a small area. You got to broaden the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you looking forward to doing this weekend? You're traveling alone, right?
Yeah.
So are you gonna get to the beach?
Yeah, definitely. I'm planning to do that at one of these days.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it's Florida. It's hot.
It's all about the beach here. It really is. And when you're in town, what's your favorite food? I'm a good food guy. I'm a foodie. I can tell you where to go.
Okay. Well,
what do you like? I don't know anything about Finnish food. What is Finnish food? What's your main dish?
Well, one thing that's really popular in Finland is reindeer.
Like, reindeer?
Yeah, reindeer, yeah.
It's probably not going to go over too big on the... Bambi is not going to be the dish of the weekend.
Yeah,
it's
or
not
Rudolph. Happening. What's yeah. Rudolph the reindeer?
So. Yes. Oh, yeah. Rudolph, yeah.
Yeah, Bambi is a deer.
That's right.
We eat that too, but...
We need to get the right deer.
Yeah.
No one's going to eat Rudolph.
Yeah. But yeah, in Finland it's really...
They eat reindeer. Yeah,
it's really popular, and there's lots. You can have pizza with reindeer and
pizza
or everything. It's just put reindeer in anything.
And do they shave it or they make sausage out of it? Because they make sausage, right?
Is that true? Well, there's of course many like different ways to have it, but most common is like kind of these small bites of like smoked reindeer.
Really?
And you just sprinkle it on, like you can make whatever.
And it's like so, it's like bacon bits.
Kind of, yeah.
And they're just very popular? Everybody has their own flavors, or what?
Well, yeah, the more north you go, the more reindeer you eat, because they all, like, the reindeer live in the north. So that's kind of, if you're south in Finland, you can get it, but it's not that popular. But in the north, that's, like, the main thing.
Because we love reindeer here. We care for them. And then you guys are just shooting them down and eating them?
Well, they're actually, like, farmed. They are, like, domesticated.
Oh, okay.
But they still kind of roam free. But it's kind of like, yeah... I'm not an expert on reindeer farming, but
why not? Come on, Israel. Yeah. I need some reindeer advice here.
Oh yeah, it's you have to earmark them and then let them roam free and then you gather them once a year
and then eat them.
Eat a few of them or something.
Yeah, you just kind of call down the herd.
Yeah, and on the road you have to always in Finland you have to watch out for reindeer.
Oh really?
Yeah, like there's lots of reindeer.
Are they huge?
No, they're smaller. So like they're mooses also. If you hit a moose, that's it.
Is hunting big in Finland?
I think it is. I think it's kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they shoot reindeer?
Well, no, because reindeers are owned by somebody, so you can't shoot anybody.
Reindeers are like domesticated.
Yeah, they are domesticated, but they roam free with the earmark.
Gotcha,
So that's kind of the thing. But mooses are, no, so yeah, people shoot mooses. But
huge ones.
Yeah.
And so they must have moose meat.
Yeah, there's moose meat.
Yeah.
You can eat, sometimes you can eat bear.
If I was going to go to Finland, what would be the dish that I have to try?
Well, reindeer, definitely, with mashed potatoes and lingonberries.
Is it a gravy on top or no?
Normally, no, just like butter and lingonberries. Like, you know, like a really, it's like a really, like a berry that's really...
Yeah. No, like, they make that jam, right? They make a lingonberry jam.
Yeah.
Right?
So that is kind of, it's really like, what's the word? Like a berry that's like, makes you go like, oh. I don't know the word.
I don't know. It's tart. Is it tart? They're kind of tart, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know the word. It's so annoying. Like,
yeah, somebody said tart, and I think they are. I think they're tart. They're sweet in tart, though.
Yeah, but then normally you add sugar to them a little bit, but they're not sweet, so they are really like.
They're sour.
Sour, and
and they put that on top of the meat.
Yeah, we use lingonberries for everything. Like the jam, you can use it for always when you eat, like, if you eat liver or if you eat, like, blood sausage, always with lingonberry jam on it.
Blood sausage is not my thing. That's one of the things I can't do. Well, even when I hear it on the menu, I'm like, nope, staying far away from that one.
Oh, yeah.
But that's... I'm very adventurous with my meals. I like to eat. I eat all kinds of stuff. But the blood sausage sometimes just turns me off.
Yeah. Well, the Finnish blood sausage, it's good. If you go there, you have to...
Is it grilled or smoked, or how do they do it?
I guess it's, like, smoked.
You don't cook very much, I take it.
Yeah, well, nobody makes blood sausage at home. Like, it's a thing you get, like, from a
hot dog. Right, but when you take it home, do you cook it?
You just warm it.
That's it?
Because
it's already cooked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then it must be, like, cured or smoked.
Yeah, something like that. That's like, you know, in some cities it's really popular to have the blood sausage, like, as, like, you know, like a late night, like a hot dog.
Yeah, okay.
Like a drunk food.
Do you have mustard? Do you put mustard on?
Yeah. And the Finnish mustard is different. I kind of miss that. It's different. I miss the lingonberries and the mustard. And I miss the... There's this one thing that... Like curd. You know, like something made of milk.
That is it cheese?
No, it doesn't exist here. I tried to find it forever. But it's like this... It's kind of like sour cream, but it's completely different. And we use that for all, like, dipping sauces and...
That must be, like, fresh crema.
But it's different from that.
It's different than fresh crema?
It's like a Finnish curd. So, it's kermabiili. That's the...
Isn't that where the Vikings... Do you guys have a lot of Vikings?
Well, Vikings were mostly, like, Norwegian.
Okay.
And I think they are not, like... It's not, like, a profession anymore.
No?
There's no schools for pillaging. That was like Norway on the coast. Finland was like, at that time, we didn't have boats. We were just in the forest.
Okay. You were just chasing reindeer around.
Oh, yeah.
And so reindeer is like your cow?
Well, yeah, we have cows also, but it's kind of, because it's like half free and half like domesticated. So it's, I don't know what's the equivalent, but...
But it's tougher. Is it tougher than beef?
Like tougher.
The meat is
to eat. Because they walk all the time.
Right.
Like cows that just eat and sleep around. So yeah, it's like gamey, I'm sure.
Right. And you guys like the gamey flavor.
Well, of course we eat, like, I think we eat more beef than reindeer.
Okay.
Like everybody eats, and salmon and all that basic stuff. But reindeer is kind of like a specialty you sometimes have.
Yeah. So like here, like we'll eat gator.
The
gator is popular here.
Oh yeah, I've never tasted
that. And rattlesnake, you can eat that.
Yeah, well I have to try those.
You should try those.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do like a mix with the gator, the rattlesnake, and throw a couple reindeer.
But did you eat the actual rattle?
The rattle is dead skin, so it's probably not that appetizing.
Because then when you take a shit, it's gotta go.
Slightly. Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah. You think you had to go then? Imagine if you eat the rattle. Holy cow. We are going to wrap this up. This is the Captain's Log. My guest, hey, Max Doyle, what's up? My guest, Ismo, is going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Guys, if you wanted to get free tickets, I will give away, let's see, 6 pairs of tickets. But when you're leaving comments, I have to, you know, respond. So... Like when there's a million comments by the end of this podcast, I can't respond to everybody. So if you don't get a message, that means you didn't win. But the 6 people that I will message win. And there will be 6, and then we'll be good. And you come see us. Get tickets at Off the Hook Comedy. Go see Ismo. What's your social media?
Ismo. ISMO.
ISMO. So, you can't miss him. Yeah, you're going to love him.
All caps on Facebook. ISMO.
Absolutely hysterical. And I'm happy to have you. It was a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. We're out. See ya.